Whether or not they are mining the data that comes out of whatever your connection is with them. More and more, I heard yesterday, I was talking to a guy on the plane, as a matter of fact, about how he was concerned, as many of us are, with almost anything that we seem to engage in as far as a discussion is concerned, when we're back and forth tweeting or sending an email or Facebook stuff. Almost instantly, he said he gets an ad or a series of ads that are selling him something about what he has just tweeted or communicated to somebody else. Let's say you're into health food and you're talking about a particular product. I just got Solgers, S-O-L-G-E-R-S, a type of vitamin. It's a vitamin company. I just got their fish oil. And so within minutes, up shows on the right-hand side of his screen a pop-up ad for Soldiers or other kinds of fish oil. So what is that? Just can that be a coincidence? No. They're mining. All of these companies are mining what you do and say. There is absolutely no, you have no protection. And I don't know how they get away with this. I mean, they get away with it because they can, because they, in essence, own the server. You're using a utility that they own. I mean, you could say that AT&T or Verizon or Sprint or any of them could listen to your phone calls. I don't know how they could, you know, they can't put an ad in, although I'm expecting this to happen sometime.
I don't know that they can.
Now, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Here's the idea that may or may not rear its ugly head.
You finish your thought there, but go ahead.
All right, no, but you can save me after I finish my thought.
Which I'm happy to do.
Save me in a second.
Let him think first.
Yeah, right. Think or swim here. So the essence of what I'm saying is if the tools are available, and they are, I could imagine in not too distant a future, and I use this as a parallel, when you go on to the screen and you are looking for something, let's say a YouTube video, you got to sit through 15 or 30 seconds worth of a commercial. Can you not imagine in your mind that when you dial somebody on the phone, Verizon's going to offer you free phone service, AT&T, free service, you don't have to pay. But when you dial somebody's number, you have to listen to a 15-second commercial before the call is completed. I can envision that happening. Can you not envision? I don't want to pay. I pay $200-$300 a month for my cell phones for all the various people that are on them to use them. So somebody comes to me and says, all right, we're going to wipe all of that charge off, and we're going to give you free phones. The one hitch is that you will have to listen. I'm going to dial Richie on the phone. I hit the button, and before my call is connected to Rich, I listen to a 15-second promo, the same as a 15-second ad on my radio program. Same stuff, 30-second ad. You could be listening to me on the radio pitch Lumitone before your call is completed to your Aunt Ethel. Huh? Who thinks that couldn't be possible? All right, Rich, you want to save me now?
I'm sitting here right now. I'm quizzing my engineer about this because cell phones.
Which engineer are you talking to, Peter?
Fred. Hmm. Fred. Fred's
pretty smart.
Fred's very smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's.
So you're asking him if I'm off my rocker or if I'm right.
No, he's going to try and get a set of headphones here. So hold on 1 second. Let me see.
Okay.
My question to Fred was, is.
Is this why you were trying to save me, or is this after I presented my point of view?
This is after you presented your point of view. Fred, are you there on that mic right there? Okay.
Fred doesn't. Technically understand.
All cell phones.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. Fred, who's the technical genius that put together Radio America Studios, can't get on the air because he doesn't know how to turn on the mic?
He just walked into the studio. Turn on the mic. I'm not sure there's four mics in that room.
Hey, don't yell at me because Richie can't push a button. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. So my thought
Fred,
here
hello,
is...
Hello, Fred. How are you doing?
Hey, Doug.
Fred Gleason is the engineer and genius at Radio America that makes all the buttons work.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so... And he understands...
He can only put the buttons in.
Much better
it's like guns don't kill people. Yeah. People do.
They don't press themselves.
He can put all the buttons in.
But
we
can't,
got moronies like you in there to push the buttons, and they don't always work. All right, anyway, go ahead.
So, Fred, back me up or kill me on this, whichever you want to do.
Kill him, Fred.
Much like the equipment, Doug, that you and I use to connect with each other to do this broadcast every day,
right?
Once you speak into it and it goes into that box on your end, it gets turned into zeros and ones, bits
digital.
Of data.
Right.
It's all digital.
Yep.
And it does not get turned back into audio until it reaches me. So anybody in between only sees zeros and ones. And this is the way that cell phones work as well. It turns into zeros and ones, bits of data. Now, my question to Fred is, can, and I'm sure they can, or do the cell phone companies
turn those zeros and ones? So why are you answering your question?
Don't
say you're sure he can. Ask him the question.
Well, I'm sure they can, but I don't know whether they do or would or could or whatever. Do they turn those zeros and ones into audio, and could they or would they monitor that at some point in their...
Asking the question that I asked 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Okay. Well, you. So long as you when you take this audio and turn it into a digital signal, these zeros and ones, there's a recipe called an algorithm. It's basically the cookbook for doing that.
Right.
You need to know that algorithm to reverse the process, to turn it back into audio, so that your caller at the other end can recover your call.
And the phone company would obviously know that algorithm.
Obviously they have to, or you can't build a cell phone if you don't have...
So, Fred, the answer to my question is yes, then, is it not?
Yes, they can, and they do. Mm. The FBI and company will do that if they have a wiretap order on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, Fred, can you imagine the scenario that I just set forth? That is, somebody's going to come along pretty soon and say, all right, free phone service, all you have to do is listen to a 10-second spot, a 15-minute spot, a 15-second spot, whatever it is. You dial Rich. I'm dialing Rich. I got to wait 10 seconds to hear an ad for whatever. Can you envision that happening?
I see no technical reason you could not do such a thing.
Yeah, but what Doug is getting to is that they will soon be listening to our conversation.
I made two points, Richie. The one you're just making, they can listen and sell us stuff. Number two, there is the possibility of free phone service if you want to sit and listen to ads, just like if you want to...
Well, not only that, but they will be able to place ads based on our conversation.
Yeah, okay. There it is.
Well,
that
depends. If it's regulated as a standard telephone service, the FCC has rather stringent regulations against wiretapping, as do most state jurisdictions.
Yeah.
Now, could there be some sort of, you know, sign your rights away to get this free service? I don't know. Go ask a lawyer.
Right. Fred obviously is not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Right. All right. That's
all
good.
Right. There we go.
So there you are. Food for thought, right? Don't you think? That's all right. So, Roberta, what do you make of all this?
What are these people talking about?
I know. That's very good. We're talking about algorithms and zeros and ones. And you know, that's the most fascinating thing, though.
Maybe for you.
Especially, no, at this time.
It's like brain-hurting stuff.
Yeah, it is brain-hurting stuff. That's the point. How in the world did somebody wake up one day, and Fred's guilty of this because he understands it.
So he sits there and writes the zeros and ones all day long.
Yeah, but how does this?
who
this button that I'm about to push, as you say, it's 17 past the hour and good day, is a button, a green button, that has the word start on it, that Fred wrote 01010101 to make that green button.
I sure it wasn't 0011?
Who knows?
0110. It's
way above, way above me.
111000. It could be any of those.
Could be.
Richie, would you please push that button?
There it is, 01 coming at you.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Good news blowing in your window. All right, I have some good news for you this Tuesday morning. You may or may not have heard, and somebody's gonna scratch their head and say, how is this good news? The ex-New Orleans police officer, David Warren.
No, why is he an ex?
Because he murdered a man in cold blood after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, I heard this story, yeah.
Took him 4 years to get him tried, 25 years in prison for shooting an innocent man. This is...
It gets even worse, though. His partner or another cop tried to dispose of the body
by burning it. Caught. Right, yeah.
And he's going to jail for 15 or 20 years.
So I consider that to be good news. I also consider there is a lot of this sort of thing, and I want to speak to this in a few minutes, the kinds of things that are going on in police forces around the country. It is shameful, and it's something that you ought to be aware of, so spend a minute or two as time allows on that. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Show. Number one song during this week in 1968, Gary Peckett and the Union Gap. Story about a young girl who was underage, very underage. I don't know if this song, song would probably be in trouble if it were, around today. Because this is a love story of a guy who's older with a girl who's like 16 or something, if I remember the lyric line. Listen to it for a second. Safe.
Yeah, you're much too young now.
Yeah, I think. No, so it wouldn't make it today. 25 after the hour, Doug. Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap act in about 10 minutes here on the Good Day program. Nathan Hale said, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country."
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to lose any? One life to give for my country? Be maybe better off. Little trivia today, the first table tennis ball was a champagne cork.
Really?
And the paddles were cigar box lids.
No.
Yes. Look it up.
Where do you get this trivia
Wikipedia,
from?
Wikipedia, of course. Where do I get everything? I'm just like Rich. I want to be like Rich when I grow up. He will find that what I have just said is entirely accurate.
Now let me go look.
The first tennis ball was a champagne cork. The paddles were cigar box lids.
I have a hard time believing that because somehow I'm thinking in the back of my mind that ping pong is an Asian invention from China from a long, long time ago.
Right. It actually came with the Asians when they arrived from the other planet. It's,
yes.
It's an out-of-this-world kind of experience playing ping pong.
Ping pong.
Okay, so let me go back to where I was a minute or two ago. For those of you who are just joining us, I was talking about the officer who got 25 years for killing and trying to hide his murder in New Orleans during the Katrina situation. There are a lot of situations. One of the things that troubles me is here in Framingham, where I'm back on the farm today and tomorrow. And there's a story here of a SWAT team in Framingham conducted a drug raid on the home of 68-year-old Yuri Stamps. Mr. Stamps was not the target of the raid. He was not armed when the police shot him and killed him. In fact, police had found their suspects, the son of Mr. Stamps' girlfriend, and the two were outside the home. So Mr. Stamps was inside. Two people they wanted were outside the house. They arrested them. They went in the house to conduct a raid. Mr. Stamps was there wondering what was going on, and before anything happened, he was shot and killed. This happened earlier this year, after the Tucson massacre, in fact. And so I did a little nosing around, any nosing around of these sorts of things, because we have this discussion about how violent our society is. The news quiz that I'm going to ask or seek your input focuses on the SWAT raids that are being now, I think, overdone in our country. So your job for the swell prize is to tell me and the rest of the world how many SWAT raids per day on average are there in America. How many SWAT raids per day are there in America at the moment? What's the average number of SWAT raids taking place? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Ping pong invented in Britain in the 1880s, and sure enough, with a cigar box and a cork, and it was called Whiff Waff and Ping Pong because that's the sound it made when you hit it back and forth.
Must have been some fairly.
Look at you with the top
people.
Down. I thought your allergies would never let you drive a convertible.
Me neither. Every spring, my sinus congestion and pressure were so bad, but that was before Allegra.
Allegra D provides fast, non-drowsy relief of your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, running nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It even reduces inflammation and swelling that can cause congestion and pressure.
So now the top's down and your symptoms are gone.
After Allegra, I have it all.
Use as directed. Starts working at hour one. Learn more at Allegra.com.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Twitter finally launched a new way to sort through its sea of tweets with interest-based search. You can now search within a category, and Twitter will return relevant accounts based on their tweets. The Who to Follow page is now broken down by interest, displaying the top 60 accounts in each category. In other news, a federal grand jury is investigating smartphone apps that collect user information without notice. Pandora leaked news of the investigation after receiving a subpoena and believes it will be an industry-wide probe. The suspect apps violated a federal Computer Fraud Act by not authorizing the data collection. And finally, President Obama has already kicked off his re-election campaign and is again counting on social media to help spread the word. Obama's last campaign successfully mobilized youth voters with nearly 19 million people liking his Facebook page. The new social media campaign slogan is, "Are you in?"
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Before we get to Roberta and her Queen of Cheap message for today, and Jennifer and I talk about what's going on in the world of television, I've asked a question about something that is pretty serious but yet never really discussed in our country, the crimes committed against Americans by the police. Maybe this isn't uplifting, may not find it fun, and you may object to the numbers, but the numbers and the stats come from the federal government. If you don't like it, it's too bad. But it is something that ought to be part of the national debate. A lot more important than burning the Quran and worrying about what some Muslim cleric said or didn't say. Seems to me the future of our country holds in the balance here. When you consider, I was talking about a man who in my hometown was killed. An innocent bystander shot and killed by the police here recently. He was not the target of a raid. He wasn't armed when the police shot him. The police had already found the suspects but decided to go into the house to find more evidence. And Mr. Stamps was in his home basically doing nothing. And the guy he stood up and asked them why they were coming through the door, and they shot him. Now, how many more of these sorts of things can we find? I suggest to you plenty of them. This all started with a discussion quickly we were having of the fella who was a police officer in New Orleans who shot and killed innocent and then tried to cover up the murder and was caught at it. Richie from Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Story of a small town mayor named Chaya Calvo.
Okay.
Who is suing Prince George's County.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And the police department. A couple of years ago, a SWAT team from the department raided his home after they intercepted a package of marijuana.
Yes.
You know this story?
Yes.
Police broke down his door, shot and killed his two dogs,
mm-hmm.
held him and his mother-in-law handcuffed at gunpoint for hours before they realized they'd made a serious mistake.
Right. Wow. The mayor.
Yeah, the guy's the mayor of the town.
Yeah.
They arrest.
Small town, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, this, the point was that somebody had sent some marijuana to him, unbeknownst to him. They just sent it there. And by the way, to this day, the Prince George's County Sheriff says if they had it to do over again, they'd do the same thing. Here's another. And by the way, Prince George's County, the taxpayers of Maryland, will pay this guy $5.4 million.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the other aftermath. All of these police raids. The question, the 2020 News Corps question I'm asking is, how many SWAT raids per day do we have in this country on average? All right. You wonder, as you hear some of these stories, you know, the rhetoric, the swaggering suggestions from police that we do no wrong. I'm thinking about some of the imagery in the last political campaign. You know, you saw pictures of people like Miss Gifford circle around her and a line through her picture, that kind of stuff. And a lot of people want to blame the Tea Party. Well, maybe there's a lot of blame on some levels for the Tea Party with some stuff, but they're not responsible for the kind of thinking that's going on in the police department. As a matter of fact, if you think about the increase in violence in our country and you look at the results of a lot of work that's been done by a lot of people here in the last year or two trying to figure out, somebody's finally woken up to the kind of I don't know if disobedience is the right word, the kind of government mandated policies that lead to the violence that claims the life of this guy Stamps. And there's another story about there was a family here. I'm trying to find their names, and I can't quite find the story of a mother and father who sued some district in Kentucky because their son was killed by a SWAT team that went in. They found they had the wrong address. Oh. They went in. This guy was a student in University of Eastern Kentucky, and the SWAT team went after him. The problem was supposedly illegal gambling was going on the premises. Can you imagine? They're going in with a – this is let's see here, poker games.
Right.
U.S. military aiding local police department SWAT raids being used to crack down on nonviolent crimes or – in this circumstance, neighborhood poker games. This guy got killed at a neighborhood poker game.
Wow.
Massage parlors. Businesses operating with outdated permits. Doctors accused of over-prescribing pain medication have faced SWAT teams. A SWAT team in Iowa apprehended a group of Buddhist monks who had overstayed their visa on a peace mission.
What do you need a SWAT team for a Buddhist monk?
That's my point.
They get all crazy.
Thank you. I found 46 examples over the past quarter century in which a SWAT raid led to the death of a person who hadn't committed any crime at all. 46 of them, much less a violent one. People killed when a SWAT team raided the wrong house. Bystanders caught in a crossfire when a SWAT team raided homes. 25 cases where a nonviolent offender, somebody suspected of violating laws against marijuana or the like, was killed in a SWAT raid. Hundreds of wrong door raids. The largest problem is that the government is using these tactics against its own citizens in an increasing rate. And thus the question that I put forth, how many on average in America SWAT raids are there a day? 800-510-8255. Jeff, what do you think the number is?
I was thinking down in the border states it's probably at least 10 to 15 a day, up north probably 10, so right around 800 would be my answer.
That's a little high. I'm looking at the whole country and how many SWAT raids on average a day are in our entire country. That's a little high, Jeff. Thank you for thinking it through, though. Jim's in Grand Rapids. What do you think the number is, Jim?
17.
17 is way too low. In the interest of time, I'm going to give you the answer to this because I want to get Roberta on and get her job accomplished. The number of SWAT deployments in America in the past 12 months increased from the prior 12 months by 3,000. There are, on average, 50, in the last 12 months, 50,000 SWAT raids. Divide that by the number of days in the year, and you come up with 135, at least if my math is right. 135 SWAT raids per day on average in our country. 135 a day.
Now, to be fair, most of those are probably just and
I don't
in percentage. I mean, what percentage of those are you?
I don't
alleging?
Know that that's true or not. What do we need to go back to what we were just talking about before? The use of these SWAT teams against how many emergency situations to defuse some kind of really horrible circumstance do you think exists?
There's a big one in L.A. A police officer got shot in the face.
Yeah. Okay. Was that a result of the SWAT raid or the SWAT team showed up after that happened?
It was after they it happened.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they actually had to use this crane.
I mean,
this crazy.
Yeah, the SWAT team doesn't go in unless they, I mean.
Rich, did you hear what I just said? Did you listen to the stories?
I heard what you said.
Okay.
But
the
in
stories,
the main, you're picking out two handfuls or 50
picking out
of how many examples?
Of the in the number, the last year, the average 135 SWAT raids a day.
So they don't send
most
SWAT.
Of these are on drug warrants.
Right. They don't send SWAT in to, you know, right, okay, this guy's got a bench warrant for a speeding ticket.
Yeah, no, but yes, they do.
SWAT in
they send him into a Buddhist, where a bunch of Buddhists were practicing some peaceful
sure.
demonstration.
Okay. So
well,
sure.
what I'm saying is that there are too many mistakes that have been made.
True.
And not necessary under the circumstances.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying is that we have too much gunplay, we have too many people who are too eager to go out and shoot it up. And one of the reasons
so
I maintain this is a problem is because the federal government has given the local police the authority to take whatever they can seize and keep it for themselves. Money, cars,
true.
Guns, anything they can get, they keep for themselves.
Let me ask you this, though.
That I say is a problem. I think this whole thing is a problem.
How do they apprehend a murder suspect?
I think they know who the murder suspect is. They go to the right place and they shoot to kill if the guy's shooting a gun, if the guy's aiming a gun at him. I see no reason for the guy in Framingham. And this is what got me going on this. When I saw the story in Framingham, I'm thinking to myself, well, how many other stories are there like this?
Right.
And there are too many.
So you think there should be a SWAT?
I don't have a problem with SWAT teams as long as they're properly used.
Right. Okay.
I do not think they are being properly used, and that is the reason that I pointed out the problem. Thus, the story, and thus the thought process. Use your own mind and come up with your own conclusion. I've come up with mine. You come up with yours. That's the whole issue. I mean, that's the whole reason to present an issue and talk about it. And you can feel free to comment, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Roberta Fasanelli is here with our overview
the
of,
queen of cheap, the
multi-food, multi-foods, multitudes
wow.
of savings.
Wow.
The queen of cheap.
Yes.
All right, so.
Lots of good stuff today, Doug. We have Redbox. You know, that's that place where you can, like, rent movies for a buck.
Yes.
Where we have this special
online promotion.
Why would
you bother if
promotion.
You have Netflix? What do you need them
well,
for?
Well, some people don't have Netflix, and some people just like to, you know, have that DVD in their hand. Well, we have Rent 2 Movies. Get one free.
Richie, can
week,
I hold on just
11?
A second? I had, oh, excuse me, Roberta, for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, what, dear?
Here's the summation of where I am, Richie, on this.
Okay,
all right,
good.
So I go back to what I'm. I am. No,
good?
But he asked me a good question.
Not to
yeah,
interrupt.
But we're
Richie,
in the middle of this.
Hold on a second. He's Richie just asked me a good question.
But we're in Queen of Cheap
I
now.
I am indignant about innocent Americans being killed by
agree.
Emissaries of their own government.
And absolutely.
Even if they are rare occasions, they ought not to occur. If police are doing their job, they ought not to occur. No, there's no such thing as perfection,
no.
But there are so many of these, there are too many examples of them.
Can we start this over?
anyway.
Play the music again. I want to start the whole thing over now. Thank
she's
you.
Right, we knew all this part. Go ahead.
Let's go.
Are you done,
Doug? Beside that, Rich.
I'm indignant that I can't finish the Queen of Cheap.
And in addition to what I said before.
Somebody put a sock in his mouth,
yeah,
please.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Redbox, rent two movies, get one free. If you have a deployed soldier overseas, you can get a free 5x7 photo book and get it shipped for free. That's from Rocket Life. It's a 20-page 5x7 photo book. Let's see. Got a kid 6 to 14. You can make a Lego watering can.
Ooh.
Every Tuesday, April 5th at 5 p.m. That's today. You're going to get a free Lego watering can. Bring your kid over to the Lego store. That kind of like strikes me as kind of weird because a Lego watering can, you can't put water in it. So why would you make it? It's like make something else.
I don't care. I'll take the blocks and use it for something else.
You could do that.
We got TV stuff to do. Let's go.
Go to your local Walgreens on Saturday morning, April 9th. Get your free Crazy Bones toy. We have a free sample of Purex with Zout Stain Remover. Zout Stain Remover actually is really, really good. Free Miracle Whip on their YouTube channel. Go figure that one. And this is a heads up in honor of National Cheese Fondue Day, which is April 11th. The Melting Pot, which is a fondue restaurant, will be giving away free cheese fondue from April 11th through April 14th.
Can somebody do some research and find when Apple Crunch Day is?
But you have to make a reservation for this. So don't wait until like April 11th and just walk into a Melting Pot. No, you have to make a reservation now ahead of time from the 11th through the 14th, and then you can go in and get your free cheese fondue.
Apple Crunch Day appears to be October 27th.
And this is all on the DougStephan.com website under the Queen of Cheese.
October 29th.
All right. Okay.
I'm finished now, Doug. Now you can talk.
Well, I have made an executive decision here.
Yes.
Jennifer is going to have 5 minutes.
You are the best. I was hoping you
would
say that.
What about me?
Five minutes.
We have breaking Katie Couric and 24 News.
Yeah, I don't know about breaking Katie Couric.
That's not breaking.
Hey, yesterday you said you thought she'd be on for another couple of years, so today we have an update.
I said that I thought she would be on through the election in some way, shape, or form. The presidential
answer to that is no.
Well, don't be so smug. There may be a side to this that you are not quite aware of, and we'll probe that whole thing coming up at 53 past the hour. It happens to right now be 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Birthday parties are a milestone in your child's life, whether you keep them small or have a big bash. From chocolate cake smeared bibs to grass and dirt covered clothes, everyone has photos that capture a truly unforgettable and messy moment from their child's first birthday. Now you can submit these photos for the chance to win the ultimate children's birthday party without any of the stress. Jennifer Gilbert, Chief Visionary Officer of Save the Date, an award-winning event planning company, has more.
Birthday parties are all about fun. And as a mom of three, I know that fun for kids usually involves getting dirty. I'm excited to be working with the makers of Arm & Hammer Power Gel for their first birthday.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American Idol tonight, right? Or is it tomorrow night? When are they? Wednesday and Thursday.
Tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night. Wednesday, okay. Thursday. Yep.
Tonight we have a Tuesday. Dancing with the Stars results show.
And do we really?
Glee.
And Glee, who is, yep.
And Glee is on tonight. So what's the story? Again, I'm not, pardon me, those of you who are big fans of Glee, I don't get it. I don't even come close to
it. I don't watch it either,
it.
But a lot of people love it.
Yeah,
it's not
apparently.
As good this
yeah.
season. Last season was much, much better. Yeah. It's turned more into High School Musical this season.
Yeah. So we have musical contestants, we have dancing contestants. Mm-hmm. What's next? What could we...
Wrestling contestants.
Wrestling, that's it.
Last night was tough enough.
And how
wrestling.
Did that turn out?
Wrestling. I don't know. I actually taped it because I am curious.
I want to know what the... I want to check on the women who are involved.
There's a woman that's hosting it. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin and Trish Stratus are hosting
who's
USA's
she?
Tough Enough.
I don't know who
she is. She's a female wrestler. You'd like her.
Aren't there women involved in trying... The men and women
yeah.
trying to be the toughest ones there, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so this is another one of these just a competition that certainly fits into what the WWE does.
Mm-hmm.
Makes good sense. All right, so I see that NBC is getting into the fashion business, planning to have a new Project Runway-type reality series.
Yes, uh-huh.
What is it? What do we need another one of these for?
I don't know, but NBC is really, I mean, I hate to say it, but they really are grasping at straws.
Of course they are, yeah.
They're really suffering in the ratings. Their dramas didn't do very well this season. The one thing they have going for them is reality. They have The Biggest Loser. They have Celebrity Apprentice. Both of those are successful, so they decided to try a Fashion Runway or Project Runway ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll work. Those kind of shows seem to work.
Hi, but there's a whole list of the canceled shows. Why don't you? I want you to talk and give everybody the news. I want to go get something for a second. Keep going.
Okay. Would you like to see my juggling tricks?
Yeah,
all right. So the
please.
Big news, which Doug will want me to repeat when I come back, is that Katie Couric has made the announcement that she will not be returning
yeah.
to the news after June 4th on CBS. And TMZ is reporting that they know who is going to replace Katie on the news.
Who is it? Cooper Anderson or?
You mean Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper, whatever.
No, he's got his own show. It's Scott Pelley.
Scott Pelley.
Yeah, from 60 Minutes.
What's he going to do?
He's going to replace Katie Couric on the evening
yeah.
news
their
for
whole
CBS.
Thing is they want to keep it cheap.
When on June 4th.
Of this year?
Yes.
So when does she start her talk show?
Not till next year, 2012.
Yeah.
So that's
and that's going to be a
so what's
going to
attract people to watch Scott Pelley versus the other white guy.
Well, Les Moonves, who's the head of CBS, is not really sold on Pelley, but the news guy, the guy in charge of CBS News, he is all about this guy. So they're going to give him a chance.
Of course he is, because they can get it for $5 million as opposed to $16 million.
He's probably good.
And it saves them a bunch of money.
And he's not good at all. There's nothing about Scott Pelley that's intriguing.
What's wrong with Pelley?
He's not an okay reporter, but he's not an anchor that's going to attract people to watch him do the news.
But they don't care.
Oh, well.
They just want to put up a new.
So why not just leave Katie Couric there?
$50
million. They still have to pay her until the end of her contract.
So do you? Well, the end of her contract's in June.
Right.
That's when it expires.
This year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now this is an interesting story. 24 was a big hit in Japan.
Yeah.
After the big nuclear crisis, they've pulled the final season of 24 because in the final season of 24, they were dealing with the nuclear crisis.
Right.
So that's
But it wasn't the same kind of nuclear crisis.
No,
that's
But they're replaying the last season. So how sad. Not only does Japan have to deal with an earthquake,
but
a tsunami, but now they don't even get to see how 24
Did we get Betty White's new show on NBC?
Yeah, we did that.
All right.
Weeks ago.
And we know The Good Wife has been, I was looking at the article, it's in USA Today, I believe it was yesterday. I'm holding it up for the cameras right now if you're watching it at DougStephan.com. The programs that are on the bubble, Sisters and Brothers or Brothers and Sisters, Mr. Sunshine, and let's see, a couple of other shows on ABC. I thought that Mr. Sunshine was supposed to be quite a hot show.
You know, I've watched it. I personally don't like it so much, but
really,
I think it'll probably come back next year.
All right, so there's
like
a lot of hooch behind Body of Proof, the new show with Dana Delaney that started last week.
Right. It's about a medical, a coroner,
right.
Basically.
Yeah. I'm getting I looked at the picture of her sitting in her house in Santa Monica, and I'm trying to, by looking out the window, figure out where she lives.
Huh. Hey, I can tell you somebody who's going to be busy, though.
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's going on
the Fox Morning News.
Fox News has added him. Plus, he's going to be on the Huffington Post.
Yeah, he won't be able to stay there long, because when he announces that he's running, he won't be able to stay there.
He's just riding it out, exactly.
Of course, right, yeah.
And then Mike Rowe, who's the host and the creator of Discovery Channel's Dirty Jobs,
love
which
it.
People love, he's going to be narrating a new 6-part series on it's called Human Planet, which is about the rivers and oceans. And
I noticed Detroit 187 got canceled. I thought it was going to be continued.
No, that was writing on the wall. No Ordinary Family will get canceled and Defenders will go too.
V is off. Off the map is gone. The whole truth is gone from ABC.
Yeah.
Blank My Dad Says got canceled.
No, that's still on the bubble.
Says it's gone from this thing in USA Today, if they're right.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'd like to see it continue. Lots of things to discuss, as you've noticed here. That's what we're all about, discussion on Good Day, 59 after the hour.